song is for any art school grads we have in the house. Monet and Manet are trucking down the Elysee, picking out pastels and other kinds of paint. Eddie said to Claude, I got some rouge that is really odd and some indigo from Cairo that I'll bet, buddy, you ain't. Well, they continued this discussion over a cafe latte and an English muffin when Andre Durand joined them in this talking beverage, you see. He was on his way to London. Monet winked and told him, hey, when you get to Charing Cross, bud, paint one of the bridge for me. Monet concerned himself with atmosphere and light. He worked on a lot of canvases at the same time, and as it got darker, he just painted on down the line. Manet did some stuff that's really out of sight. Some other guys in that league were Rodin, Cézanne, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin. Vinnie Van Gogh was way ahead and far above. He had an eye for perspective and an ear for love. Camille Pizarro was older than the rest of the bunch. He was doping out a brand new style, but he was missing the point. So after a while, he hiked up to Montmartre to talk it over with the others over lunch. Monet concerned himself with atmosphere and light. He worked on a lot of canvases at the same time, and as it got darker, he just painted on down the line. Manet did some stuff that's really out of sight. Some other guys in that league were Rodin, Cézanne, Lautrec, and don't forget Paul Gauguin. Oh, now don't forget Paul Gauguin. Oh, no, you can't forget Paul Gauguin. Hey, thank you so much for listening. My name is David Ganz. I'm from Oakland, California. I'm going to take a 10-minute break here. I do have some CDs with me for sale if anybody likes what they hear. And if you'd sign my mailing list, I'll keep you posted when I might be coming to your town. And also, $2 from any CD I sell is going to go to the Peregrine Fund, because we had a great time with the Condors this week. Yeah.